When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, Money Movers, welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Hey, Money Movers, welcome to another episode of the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood. Our next guest is an up-and-coming artist who has managed to find a way to turn his art into NFTs. At 25, he sold his first art piece for $200, and a year later, he sold his first NFT for $100,000. Money Movers, let's welcome to the podcast the artistic and tech-savvy, straight from Decatur, Artlana. Hey, Artlana, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, y'all? Man, nice to meet everyone. My name is Artlana. I'm an artist. I also make music. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and Decatur. My parents were both from Nigeria. They moved out here, dirt poor. We had nothing, struggled our whole life. I lost my father at 5 years old, and that's what made me start painting, because he used to be a painter, and that's what made me pick up the paintbrush, because I want to leave his legacy on and continue his name to grow. And so I actually dropped out of high school at 18 years old, wow. Moved out to LA at 20 years old. I was homeless. Didn't know anybody out here. I was homeless, broke, had no money. But I also had faith, though. I just kept building my relationships, building connections to make my music pop, because I was more so focused on my music before my art. Made my music pop. I joined a group called Wave Pop. Mm-hmm. We have over millions of streams, Spotify, Apple Music. We've been on tour, performed at Coachella. So that's what really gave me the momentum to be like, okay, I can actually do this. I can make it out here. And recently, last year, I sold my first art piece ever for $200. And now I'm selling NFTs and for over $100,000. And it's just like, man, it's amazing. Anything is possible. Like, you can
this,
do it.
is crazy. I mean, that's what I love about this Money Moves podcast. We just get to meet so many incredible people. And I feel like you might be one of our youngest right now and have just already have such great success. But like you say, it's not easy. So let's talk about just the music. You know, you've been a musician. I also want to say shout out Nigeria. I'm Ghanaian. So we're brothers and sisters. Okay. But I mean, even you casually mentioned, listen, I've performed at Coachella. I've had all these music streams. Talk a little bit about how you got into the music industry and then we'll go deep into art.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been making music my whole life too. When I moved out here to LA, the way I got myself in the door, I didn't take no for an answer. I used to just go places and just tell the DJ, yo, play my song. I'll throw you $10, $20, play my song. And he would do it. And our first big performance was Coachella. We literally snuck on stage at Drake's party.
What?
It was like 3,000 people. This was 2017. We snuck on stage at Drake's party. Yo, we told the sound guy, you're like, yo, give us the mics. He just gave us the mics. He didn't know what was going on. We took the mic and we told the DJ, yo, play our song.
What?
Played our song. We ran up on the front of the stage and just performed our whole song. Everybody was like, whoa, who are these guys? And that's what really took our career, like, boom.
Okay, now that's pretty bold. That's unheard of, and I love it. Talk about guts and taking your career into your own hands.
You got to take risks.
Did they throw you off, or what happened?
No, they didn't even throw us off because our performance was so good. They're like, okay, they can stay. Like, everybody was shocked, but everybody was amazed. Like, okay, they're actually good.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so art, you said you've always been a painter and you've used art throughout your life, you know, and following in the footsteps of your dad. Talk about this first painting that you sold, $200.
Yes. Yeah, my first painting, it was a galaxy painting and it had my logo on it. And one of my music fans bought it for $200. That's when I didn't even realize you could make money off art. Like, I didn't know anybody would buy my art at the time. And then they just bought it for $200. And that showed me like, yo, it's possible I can have my art in galleries and everywhere. And then some lady named Karen, she hit me up on Instagram like, yo, I want to have your art in my gallery. This was like 6 months ago. And that was my first piece in first ever gallery ever. So ever since then, my art just been going up and crazy. People like, yo, I've been seeing your art here and there. People hitting me up for pieces and yeah, my art's been going crazy.
I feel like, you know, a lot of young and aspiring artists, they're driven, art is a passion, they're driven to it. But you've actually managed to leverage social media for people to see your art and have a platform. So that first $200 piece, they found you on social media, or how did you find that first client? How did they find you?
Yeah, it was on social media, Instagram. They found me on there.
It's so funny because I feel like people get DMs all the time. And, you know, when this lady messaged you, was like, I'd like to put you in a gallery. Were you like, is this a joke or is she for real?
I was like, I couldn't believe it. Honestly, I was like, oh, let's do it. I just made it happen.
Okay, so like, because this is the Money Moves podcast and I want, you know, young people like yourself to be inspired. You know, listen, we're Africans. Like, we know how to hustle, we know how to work, but sometimes, you know, we just don't see the stories and you're a perfect example of this. Like, how much money do you think you've made in total off your art this past year?
I've made over a couple million.
I just dropped. Wow. I mean, yeah. That is really, really incredible.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay, let's move, because I'm really fascinated on what brought you into NFTs. Like, I'm really big in cryptocurrencies, and I've loved following this boom of NFTs, and I think, like, anybody who's an artist needs to really understand the power of what's happening in NFTs. And I saw you've sold a couple NFTs. How did you really pay attention and understand that NFTs would be really important for you as an up-and-coming artist?
Yeah, because I first heard about NFTs 2 years ago. This was before like anybody was even on NFTs. So I just doing a little bit of studying and really with NFTs is a non-fungible token. And it's a digital asset where it represents art, it can represent music, games, videos. And it's just like, it's sold online on the blockchain. So all you have to do with NFTs is create your own like style and find a niche. So once I found my niche that I was going with, because there's a lot of niches out there like with certain type of styles. So you can just mimic a style, but create it with your own type of style. And once you find that niche, and it's also about the people you market to too, because NFTs, like, it's mostly the wealthy and rich people buying them.
So right, like those CryptoPunks that are going for $500,000, $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to market to the right people. And once they're in the right people's faces, they will buy.
So talk about your collaboration. What is your collection called?
My NFT collection is called Dumb Aliens.
Dumb Aliens. I love it. Yeah. And you guys make sure you check it out. So you decided, you created this genre, I guess you call it this collection, Dumb mm-hmm. Aliens. It's really brilliant, actually. The work is really, really good. And they're all sort of different. What was it that spoke to you about Dumb Aliens that you knew you'd be able to like capture an audience about?
So when I first... Dumb Alien wasn't even an NFT. I had painted like 6 months ago, I painted an alien on my wall. Like, I just spray painted an alien on my wall. And then I just created Dumb Aliens a month ago. And I was just trying to find like, yo, what is my NFT going to be? So I'm just looking around the house. And I look at this wall. I'm like, oh, snap, it's alien. And the alien kind of looked dumb. So I'm like, I'm going to just call it Dumb Aliens. And I'm just create these NFTs as this art piece. And it just came to life. And now, like, it's prosperous now. Like, it's
prosperous. Yeah. So in creating that, because now you've kind of moved, I want people to understand, like, you're typically we're doing spray paint art, graffiti art. You grew up tagging the streets of Atlanta as well. Now you're mm-hmm. in this digital medium. How did you sort of make that work? Are you drawing using an Apple iPad? Do you have someone who creates these NFTs for you? Tell us how you did it.
Yeah, I'm actually using the Apple iPad with an Apple Pencil, so... It's basically like a pencil for the iPad, and I just draw it on there, and it makes it simple. It's just like drawing on a regular canvas or piece of paper.
Simple for you, brother. I can't draw a stick man. So listen, don't downplay your art there. Like, there's some pretty great pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you've done your research, you've learned about NFTs, you have this collection of drawings. What was the next steps for you?
Next steps, well, right now I'm planning on opening my own art gallery. That's my next big step right now for my art. And for my music, I'm about to release a new album. It's gonna be our third album we've ever released. So that's what I'm more so focused on right now.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna always continue to keep making more NFTs. I'm gonna do another NFT drop probably next month. And I also create NFTs for other people. So people just pay me tens of thousands of dollars just to make them an NFT collection.
Of course.
Another way artists can make money too.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you sort of did a little take on Certified Lover Boy, Drake's Dumb Aliens. I thought that was really funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Artlana, you have created some great art and music as well. You were definitely multi-talented on the way to the trajectory to the sun, moon, and stars. Can you tell our audience where they can find you on social media, buy your art, where your NFTs are for sale?
Okay. Yeah, you can find me on any social media platform, Artlana underscore underscore. My NFTs, you can find them Dumb Aliens with a Z instead of an S at the end. And for my music, you can find me anywhere, Wave Pop.
Wave Pop. All right. Thank you so much. NFTs are still new and confusing to understand, but it's been such a pleasure having you on our podcast today. Would you mind sticking around to be part of our deep dive segment to educate our audience more about NFTs and ways that artists can profit from creating and building an NFT portfolio?
I will stick around.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to bankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Stay tuned tomorrow and every day this week for very special Money Versus Moves. Seems like only one of them is doing all the financial heavy lifting.
It sounds like a dream was jumped into without a plan for execution.
More from our expert. Hey, Artlana, it's great to see you again.
If y'all know Tory Lanez, he just made $1 million in under a minute off of selling his music on NFTs. That doesn't tell you.
And a guest you won't want to miss. The incredible spiritual healer, Debbie Brown.
I was in middle school with a self-help book. You know, like I've always been fascinated by transformation, fascinated by the human spirit and human emotion.
Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.